Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We're getting Paul Hall on the horn. You know, Jane, as you know, I reviewed movies for, it was about 30 years, from the late 80s until right around COVID time, and then decided to head in another direction because, well, the movie studio started doing things differently because of COVID, and I would go out to Hollywood, I'd do these junkets and interview the cast and have fun with that. And, you know, then I would air the interviews on Channel 4. Channel 4 started a show that was an hour, then they moved it to a half an hour, and then the studios realized, oh, hey, especially in smaller markets, we don't have to do, you know, interviews. We can do them on Zoom or whatever. So at that point, and for a variety of other reasons, because of my daughter, I stopped going to Hollywood, you know, 7-8 times a year, and I stopped going to movie screenings. So sadly, and I've always been a fan of going to see movies in the theaters because I think they work very well in the theaters. I even got away, as a guy who preached about going to see movies in the theaters, from movie theaters. I just haven't gone as much because I have a good sound system and a big TV. Last weekend, I went and saw Lilo and Stitch.
How was that?
At Ronnie's. I thought it was really good.
Oh,
took
good.
My daughter. My daughter got actually very emotional, but we saw the trailer for How to Train Your Dragon. Now, the original How to Train Your Dragon, one of my favorite movies, maybe one of my favorite animated movies of all time. It really is so good. Now, they're remaking it, right? So I have tickets for the IMAX this weekend for the live action because seemingly, after sitting in a seat during Lilo and Stitch and watching the trailers, 90% of the movies are remakes of animated films.
Of everything
films,
you've seen.
But also
right.
of animated films that they're turning into live action. And Paul Hall from Common Guy Films is with us. He can address that this afternoon. You have not seen How to Train Your Dragon yet, though, have you?
No, you know, as part of what you were just saying, with all the junkets and the interviews shutting down a lot of it, some of the middle markets out there, they've stopped screening movies. You know, this used to be a regular thing. I'd be out
right.
5 days a week
yeah, me
screening
too.
Things. And so now it's me going out and catching things Thursday night so we can talk about it on Friday. And, well, didn't do that. I actually watched the hockey game last night.
Good
and
choice.
I made the right choice.
Can I just tell you something? And maybe it's just my mental state right now. When I was watching the trailer for How to Train Your Dragon, I got a little emotional because I love the movie so much. But I don't know how you can replace the, you know, the magic of the original. With Lilo and Stitch, Jane, here, this is one interesting. I don't think I told you this, Paul. My daughter then was interested in going back. We get home, and she's like, let's throw the original on. When you see the animation from the original compared to the new stuff, it looks like it's from, like, 1935. It looks that outdated.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So the new technology on the big screen, and I have IMAX tickets for Sunday morning for How to Train Your Dragon, so I'm looking forward to it. What do you got this week, though, Paul Hall?
Hey, first I want to talk a couple movies in there, or one movie in theaters, The Life of Chuck. We teased it last week a little bit, and now it's available for you to go see it on the big screen. This is a story, I think, do you have a clip here for
I
it
think
before I
do.
Get into it?
When you look up at the night sky, it can tell you stuff about your future. It won't lie to you. It's pure that way. You might see a lot more than you wanted, but if you have heart, you have hope, and you have heart in you.
So this is based on a Stephen King short story or a novel?
Short story,
okay.
In this case. And it comes together. It's this basically this story about a guy who they're celebrating. He's hitting his mid-30s, late-30s, and he's got kind of a, everybody's saying, thank you, Chuck, throughout the movie. We start in Act 3, and we work our way back to Act 2 and Act 1. So you see the ending before you see how it all began and try to tie, as you tie the story back together and go back in your head through the linear transition of the film. It's one of those films that once you get to the end, it brings up a million questions in a good way. It makes the conversation, what I like to call, another colleague of mine and myself got together and called the parking lot test, which means when you're in the parking lot, you're going to be talking about this with whoever you went to the movie with, trying to just discuss what you thought, what they thought, and how it came together. It survives what we call the parking lot test because you're going to be talking about it long afterwards. The one person I want to call out, and I know you've got some more on this later, Mark, but there's the middle part. Annalise Basso shows up with Tom Hiddleston, and they basically do a dance sequence. It's the best. To me, it was the most fascinating point in the movie, and quite frankly, I didn't pick up on that it was Annalise until after the fact, because I went back and I looked it up. I'm like, how long has it been since I really saw her grab a scene? Her and Tom Hiddleston had an amazing chemistry and put a smile on my face for the entire act too. Also in this movie, you got people like Mark Hamill, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Karen Gillan, and it will be fun to tie this together. I'm curious to think hear what other people think after the fact. I've got some real opinions, but I don't want to spoil this movie for anyone.
Well, so Annalise is from St. Louis originally, and the story is, and I'll share it, she's going to join us in the next hour. I was on an airplane heading to an award show 15 years ago when she was probably the age of my daughter, and I'm telling the people next to me that I'm going to the Critics' Choice Awards, and Marcy Basso, her mom, says, well, this is my daughter who is in a movie that was called Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler at the time. She had a very small role. And I befriended the Basso family, including Gabriel, who is now a star. He's in the movie, or I'm sorry, the show The Night Agent. He was in Juror Number 2. His sister has been in a lot of different projects. She's extremely talented, but this is kind of one of the breakout roles for her. She was in the TV version of Snowpiercer and a bunch of other projects. She's been a working actress now since she was very young. She's going to join us, though, in the next hour from Los Angeles. So it's good. I haven't talked to her in a long time. I do keep in contact with the family and with her mom. I've lost a little touch with Gabe because he's become a big star, but we will I will share her, you know, with her, your rave review in the next hour when she joins us in just a little less than an hour.
Yeah, she did what is hard to do in a movie like this. It's more of a serious title, but I smiled ear to ear during her dance sequence. It was something that came up at an unexpected point, and it really kind of codifies a lot of the movie together in my head.
That is awesome.
So that's a great point. But, you know, you also forget, you know, Gabe played the vice president, too, back in the day.
And what was that?
J.D. Vance. He played him in Hillbilly Elegy.
That's right. I was forgetting about that. Yeah, he was the star of Hillbilly Elegy. That was his first big starring role. You're right. How could I forget that?
Yeah.
I didn't love that. I will say this. I did not love that movie. That's maybe why I forgot. I didn't love the movie. Yeah. But yes, you're correct about that.
I just think it's ironic, you know. I'll tell you what. Let's go back and talk about something you brought up a couple weeks ago you were looking forward to, Mark. It's over on Netflix now. Trainwreck, the Astroworld tragedy. Have you had a chance to check it out yet? It just dropped.
Yeah, I have a little clip from that.
Travis Scott Live is an experience.
His fans
look at him like he's the messiah of music.
Astroworld Fest was a concert that you didn't want to miss.
As soon as they let the gates open, they lost all control of the entry points.
There was a countdown clock until Travis Scott came out.
And that's when it started getting pretty hectic.
People are dead and hundreds others hurt.
One lawsuit claims the festival was a, quote, predictable and preventable tragedy.
And I don't remember all the details. Mm. Ethan, you even said, did you see him on that tour, Travis Scott?
Yeah, I saw him just a couple of months before that. And it was the craziest concert I have ever been to. It is pure chaos.
So when that happened, perhaps you weren't as surprised as other people might have been.
No, because Travis Scott fans are just crazy. They just love his music, and it's all about raging and, you know, open up the circles and the mosh pits, and it makes total sense for a crowd that big for there to be a lot of trampling going on.
All right, so you've seen the doc, Paul?
Yeah, I've seen the doc, and it just makes you angry at everybody, whether it's Travis Scott, Live Nation, the promoters, the business, the entire venue. everyone around it, you just feel kind of a little bitter at. Even people that were just regular people, like cameramen, were kids in the crowd tried to stop this show. They tried to stop it immediately as things went on, but they were just kind of shushed away, as were everyone else. Now, who was shushing? I don't know whether it was, they don't draw that conclusion, whether it was Travis Scott, Live Nation, or someone else. It's an amazingly heartbreaking story. It will, if you watch this, it will give you new eyes when you go to your next concert on the way the concert is laid out and how you're going to go in, how some of these things were the way it was laid out, and people just went immediately to the closest area instead of spreading out. And, you know, you wonder aloud, they sold like 50,000 tickets for this when they should have had 35,000 in front of the stage. It's way too many.
And some of us are old enough to remember what happened in 1979.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
In Cincinnati with the Who concert, sold-out concert. You had people that rushed the doors, and some people were trampled. The other thing is, Jane, you remember this, like, and they do this now very differently, because some concerts will have seating in the front rows. Like, the older acts, like the Eagles, will still have seats. But Ethan's age, and even a lot of the bands that I follow, they have more of a GA situation, right? But back in the day, Ethan, I don't know if you know this, back in the day, if you'd say, I'm going to use Bob Seger as an example at the arena, at the old Checker Dome, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd have all the seating on the floor, and then if you were in row 15 or row 20, you would try to do something like, it was called stage rushing, all right?
Absolutely.
And there was always a point where you couldn't do that. The security's like, okay, you're not going to do it. But then at the end of the show, for the encore, there was always a point where the security was greenlit to say, okay, go up and rush the stage, which kind of in the aftermath of what happened, certainly with The Who, and in the aftermath of this particular incident, seems crazy, but that's how we used to do it back in the day, as they say.
The Beach Boys, I did it.
Sure.
And of course you're going to try to angle about, to the front.
The amazing thing about this concert was half the crowd on the left side was the part of the crowd that was in trouble. The crowd on the right side, nothing was wrong. And so they were enjoying an actual show. On the left side, chaos ensued just because of the way it was laid out. That's over on Netflix. Check that out. Also check out over on Netflix briefly their version of the Titan, the Ocean Gate disaster. It actually got me a little bit more than the other one that launched on Max a couple weeks ago. This is, again, some things that make you angry at people that were in charge and just why people ignored the warning sign.
You know,
it could have prevented deaths.
I tried to watch the beginning of that, and then I stopped myself because I thought it's just going to be too sad to watch.
Maybe
I'll dive into that one. But here's one I will recommend, and maybe I'm going to recommend it mainly for people who love the game of golf. I don't know if it applies as well, but I have checked out the first four episodes of Stick on Apple TV Plus with Owen Wilson and Mark Maron. I think it's fantastic. But again, I'm a golf guy. Dan Reardon's going to join us in an hour with the U.S. Open update. So if you're a fan of Owen Wilson, though, it's a great role for him. There is a little bit of a sad angle that kind of takes effect that you can see coming, and that's a little uncomfortable because it's a tragedy that occurred in the family. He plays a professional golfer who kind of had a psychotic incident on the golf course for good reason, I think we're learning. And it's really good. It's heartwarming. It's funny. The characters are great, so I would highly recommend that. There's another Apple TV Plus show called Echo Valley that's out. What's that one about?
This is a new movie with Julianne Moore and Sydney Sweeney, a feature-length film over there that is a kind of a thriller slash mystery type of thing. It's okay. It should be better given the people that are involved in it. But for the most part, you will follow this along. And again, you'll find people in this movie, just like it seems like is the common thread of everything today, that you really just don't like. And you're meant to not like them, and you don't like them. So that's good. Hmm. I love it just to watch Julianne Moore and Sydney Sweeney. And last but not least, over on Prime Video, a new movie called Deep Cover. This is with Bryce Dallas Howard, Orlando Bloom, who it seems like we've missed him for a while, about some improv actors who get recruited by the police to go under deep cover and do their improv to make it look like they fit in. Sometimes funny, sometimes a lot of action and a lot of violence.
So much content, though. Again, it's even for someone like me who has maybe a little bit more time than most people, it's so hard to keep up with all the... See, I started watching Sirens. It seems too chicky for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Really?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Should I watch it?
You should watch it.
Okay. That's on Netflix,
I want
right?
to see a season two.
Yeah, and Netflix. There's going to be one. It's obvious.
Okay. I watched like the first 5 minutes. I'm like, I don't know about this one. But you're telling me to stick
and
with
I've
it?
I've seen all 10 episodes of Stick, Mark. Keep with it. Definitely. You will be impressed before it's all said and done.
And Paul, the Shaq documentary is really good on Netflix.
There you go.
There's another 30-minute
episodes.
All right. Paul, tell folks so they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com. And coming in November, we have zombie breakfast foods. I'll give you more about that later.
All right, we'll see you. Take care. Thank you. Uh-huh. Jane, you're going to take off early. We're going to talk to Kusumano next. Have a great week. See you in 2 weeks. You're off next Friday. So am I.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.